Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. Joining us is Ken Lovett. He is the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, writes the Monday column. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, what a column today. Now, a lot of folks in New York, especially those politicians in the state legislature, have their eyes and ears turned toward Preet Bharara, the U.S. attorney, who said, of course, stay tuned after his investigations into the Moreland Commission and other things. And they better also have one eye turned toward the state attorney general, apparently.
Yeah, the state attorney general, with help from the state comptroller, is looking into the per diem system, which is the legislative expense account system, and also looking at different campaign spending. He has been part of these investigations before, but apparently they're ongoing, and I'm sure lawmakers are a little bit nervous to learn that. How, with the comptroller, they can look at how per diems are being spent, whether or not people are really in Albany when they're claiming to be in Albany. And then also, the Attorney General, Eric Schneiderman, has already busted people for misusing their campaign funds. He did it to Assemblyman William Scarborough, and he did it to City Councilman Reuben Wills. So I think this is a continuation of those efforts.
Does it, in your mind, push the legislature into making an ethics agreement, which is certainly, being held hostage, the budget at least, over this ethics reform proposal by the governor?
It doesn't hurt, that's for sure, but it's a key issue that the governor is looking into, and certainly Preet Bharara, as you mentioned earlier, said stay tuned. So all these things are putting pressure on the legislature to do something this year.
Now, I wanted to get to a column you had over the weekend, which was a major bombshell that the Attorney General Schneiderman is looking into a call girl scandal at the State Thruway Authority.
Yeah, well, the State Inspector General, Kathy Leahy Scott, has been doing an investigation into the Thruway Authority. We've had that before, and it includes whether or not they used their phones, their state phones and resources, to reach out to call girls. Well, apparently she found some potential criminality because now Eric Schneiderman's office has picked it up and is looking into it. That, because of the ongoing investigation, Leahy Scott is holding back her report and her findings from releasing it publicly until the AG can finish his work.
We'll be following all that. We've been talking with Ken Lovett. He is the Albany Bureau Chief and Monday columnist for the New York Daily News. You can always go to nydailynews.com to read more. Ken, thanks.
Anytime. Be well.